This is the Saint's Day of Saint Maria Goretti, who at the age of 12 or 13 chose to put everything aside and follow Christ on the road to Calvary. All the things that she could have desired as a young girl, her desire to be with her family and to help them in their poverty, which she did every day. Desire to grow up and follow the vocation that God had given her. Her desire to be alive and to experience what every young person desires to experience. She chose to set all of these aside and follow Christ on the road to Calvary. At the beginning of the 20th century, became the icon, one of the great icons and patrons of our age of impurity. Her murderer, Alessandro, was into pornography. And at the end of his life, after he had converted through an extraordinary experience of Maria Goretti, she had appeared to him in his jail cell after he had been in prison for many years and had been bitter and actually had lied under testimony and said that Maria Goretti had consented to his advances. Saint Maria Goretti appeared to him and gave him 14 lilies, one lily for each time he stabbed her. And he was converted instantly and retracted all of his false testimony and told the whole story. And after his release from prison, he ended up going on Christmas night, shortly after he was released, to the town where St. Maria's mother continued to live. And there he attended Holy Sacrifice of the Mass with Maria Goretti's mother and went down to communion with her mother. Her mother completely forgave him. After that, he spent the rest of his life doing penance. Toward the end, he joined the Capuchin friars. He wasn't a friar, but sort of an extern oblate, and they let him live there, and he worked. But at the very end of his life, he wrote a testimony about pornography and said that pornography was the reason for his perversion and for his bloodlust, his lust and his bloodlust that led to the murder of St. Maria Goretti, and he begged that young men would stay away from it. And Maria Goretti chose the way of the cross before anything else in this age of impurity because she loved God more than anything else and was willing to trade anything rather than to lose his friendship. And she didn't want Alessandro to lose God's friendship either. She kept telling him that what he was doing was a sin, that he was offending God. She didn't beg him for mercy. She begged him not to offend God. Extraordinary in a young child. That's what she did. And God wants to give us all the strength to do that as well, to struggle and strive against impurity and to persevere until the end. It's only through his grace that we can do that. But with his grace, as we see in this life, in the life of this little girl, all things are possible with God. God chooses the weak and makes them strong, chooses these young girls like St. Maria Goretti and St. Agnes and St. Agatha to make it clear to us that there is no excuse really in the end for our willingness to compromise with sin. A little girl can overcome in the battle and continue to fight to the very end and be victorious with Christ. The rest of us can as well. We have to humble ourselves and ask for the grace of God. Recognize, as we say here in the Gospel today, that what we have been given is the pearl of great price, and everything else can be cast aside in order to obtain it, and should be. May we have this grace through the intercession of Saint Maria Goretti.